And welcome, my friends, to the Cool Jazz Set in the second hour of this great American art, Modern Jazz with Taste. We originate each week from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and stream at WDCE.net. And we're here from 3 to 5 on p.m. Eastern Time. And our shows are recorded, as is tonight's. And it'll be posted, and along with all the others that are there, on Monday, which is tomorrow, at CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there. Click on the header radio shows and you will see both of tonight's 1 hour segments. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you playing this great music. A warm welcome, by the way, to the other stations that now carry the Cool Jazz Set. And they are WYAP in Clay, West Virginia, the Global Community Radio Station in Geneva, New York, WNPALP at 102.5 FM in Canton, Ohio, the Caribbean Rhythms radio station heard on WHIM-FM, the Bandon Community Radio Station heard on KBOG-FM in Bandon, Oregon, and WLSLLP, broadcasting from St. Leo University Radio in Dade City, Florida. And of course, a warm welcome to our regular listeners, and thanks for tuning in. Well, tonight's featured artist, as you may know, if you've been listening, is the wonderful pianist and band leader John Mayer. And we're going to play some more of his music. This is a trio that he did, and the album is entitled My Romance. And his trio is Rufus Reed on bass, again, he's a wonderful bass player, and Dick Burke on drums, and of course, John on piano. And this is a great tune. Everything I Love. Thank you.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, babe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, babe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
The great Jimmy Rushing with the Dave Brubeck Quartet. My Melancholy Baby. What beautiful sax work that was by Paul Desmond, too. Okay, here's a nice recording by the late great trumpeter Lee Morgan with his quartet, and this is Since I Fell For You. Thank you.
The Bésame, bésame mucho. Love me forever and say, say you'll always be
bassist and vocalist Nikki Parrott. She spells it P-A-R-R-O-T-T. Nikki Parrott. That's from her album entitled Moon River. She plays and sings. Wonderful bass player and a nice voice. And let's see, that's from an album entitled Moon River. Okay, here's one of my favorite duos. Tony Bennett with Diana Krall, brand new recording. Love Is Here to Stay is the album title, and this is My One and Only. Hope you enjoy it.
My one and only, what am I gonna do if you turn me down? When I'm so crazy over you, I'd be so lonely. Where am I gonna go if you turn me down? Why blacken all my scars of blue?
I tell you, I'm not asking any miracle. It can be done. Can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one and make us one.
So my one and only,
there isn't a reason why you should turn me down
when I'm so crazy over you.
Thank you. it can be done. I know a clergyman who will grow lyrical and make us one, and make us one.
So my one and only,
there isn't a reason why you should turn me down.
When I'm so crazy over you,
when I'm so crazy over you,
when I'm so crazy over you.
Let's see, here's our featured artist tonight, John Mayer, with his trio. This is an earlier trio that he had with bassist Ron Carter and Billy Higgins on drums and, of course, John on piano. And it's a really fine recording, too. The Usual Suspects. Round up The Usual Suspects. And this is a nice recording he did entitled This Heart of Mine, John Mayer.
Thank you.
Okay, here's a nice recording done just a few years ago up in Washington at Blues Alley. The great pianist Hod O'Brien with his trio, Ray Drummond on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. And the album's entitled Second Set. And this is a nice arrangement he did of Love Letters, Mr. Hod O'Brien.
Thank you. Thank you.
Victor Herbert's love letters.
I'm restless as a willow in a windstorm, jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but it isn't even spring. I'm starry-eyed, vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from someone yet to me. I'm busy as a spider spinning daydreams, giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. Might as well be spring.
It might as well be spring.
Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Thank you, Marian. A timely message. Music education, so important right here in our schools and taking place at the University of Richmond as well. We just heard a nice recording by Miss Kate McGarry from her album entitled The Target, a nice vocalist. And that featured Keith Gantz on guitar and Gary Versace on organ, by the way. And we heard her do a nice arrangement of his Might As Well Be Spring. And it doesn't feel like spring out there today. It's gotten too warm. All right, we'll finish up the second set with a nice new recording. Eli DeGibbri, he spells it D-E-G-I-B-R-I. The album is entitled Soul Station, a tribute to Hank Mobley. And this is his arrangement of If I Should Lose You.
Thank you.
Time to say goodbye tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been fun playing it for you. And if you'd like to hear more of it or more of the shows, because I leave up a lot of them up. It's almost 100 hours of music on my website. Go to cooljazzset.com and click on the header radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's 1 hour segments, but you'll also be able to go down and listen to lots of other shows, especially some of the specials that I've recorded. And thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it'll be a great week for you. So until next week, as Lawrence always says, keep a song in your heart.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. To sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time.